You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
What about the other business functions when you're talking about the board directors like HR, marketing and corporate affairs? Doesn't it all play a role?
Absolutely. There is this thing called enterprise risk management. Enterprise risk management is about managing all aspects of the risk of your business in one. And the way you do that is to have some form of structure or framework which allows feedback from all of these functions, whether it's marketing, finance, HR, admin, the whole lot. Everything comes back together, even security for your employees and staff, even staff welfare, all comes back together. And every single element of this has a knock-on effect. So, yes, you're right. Every element in the business needs to play its own role, which is why a lot of people in the risk management line will tell you that the person responsible for risk is the line. Everyone in the organization is a risk manager, with the CEO being the ultimate risk manager.
So how can business functions integrate to mitigate risk management? What can they do? They start having the discussions early on and all that. We know about communication issues and all that as well.
Yes. The best thing to do, or the hardest thing to do, is to get the commitment from the top at the end of the day. Once you have the board and the CEO actually buying into what it is you're telling them in terms of risk management, and risk management can actually be championed by anyone in the organization, then you need to sit down and put together a framework which allows all the different aspects of risk to be discussed. And you really need accountability, which means someone in the organization, apart from the CEO, who will be too busy, needs to take responsibility for driving the whole thing forward. You need a risk champion at management level to drive everything forward. If you have that, if you have commitment from the board, and I'm not saying you need deep pockets, but so long as you have some budget and the will to do it, it will happen. It may take longer than if you have a bigger budget or if you've got better resources, but so long as you start, the main thing is to start doing something rather than to sit back and do nothing.
Now, what other pitfalls do we need to be wary of in risk management?
The most common pitfall in risk management is for management to sit back and say, risk management is not my responsibility, it's the responsibility of the risk management function. So risk management, please identify all my risks, please tell me what to do and what not to do. This is really bad, because what you're doing is you're washing your hands of everything, there is no accountability. And if you think about it, the risk manager is not an expert in every single aspect of your business. There's no way he can know everything from HR to finance to advertising to whatever it is you do in your business. There's no way he can do that. But the risk manager is an expert in the risk management process. For example, if you have a finance person and you overspend on your budget, you don't shoot the finance manager. You actually go after the person who overspent on the budget. It's like that in risk management, but people don't understand this. So when a risk event takes place, the first thing they tend to do is to turn around and shoot the risk manager. When in fact they should turn around to the line manager and say, why was this risk not identified by you in the first place? So the first thing that needs to happen is that the level of understanding and education needs to be increased within the organization. And that is a big challenge, because the level of quality in terms of training, providing training content and whatnot in Malaysia is not very high, unfortunately. Internationally also is not that high, but we seem to lag behind slightly. And if you talk to a lot of CEOs, what you tend to find, at least from my experience, is that there is an unwillingness to actually bring risk management in, because there is this perception that if I bring risk management in, I'm giving away some of my authority to someone else. Because actually what happens when you bring this risk management in is you're allowing dissent. Because you're allowing someone to sit back and say, boss, you sure you want to do this? It may not be such a good idea. Now, if you're a good CEO, you should take that very positively. Because sure, someone in your organization who's an expert in the process is telling you it may not be a good idea. But if you have the courage of your convictions, you should be able to justify it and go forward anyway.
Okay, so is it moving in the direction of having an internal audit, an external audit, in a way?
In a way, yes, but risk management should, if possible, be internalized. You cannot really do risk management in from the outside. You can have an advisor supporting you, but you need a dedicated risk management function internally, because a lot of things happen very dynamically in an organization. And you need to have your risk management team always in the organization on call, so that when your team needs them, they can come in. Sure, you can have an advisor overall supporting you on higher level issues, but you still need that in-house team. And the in-house team will also, for example, help you in evaluation of your investments, will help you in evaluation of projects, help you in evaluation of board papers. What tends to happen is when people write board papers and whatnot, for example, they tend to be written as marketing documents. It's all the plus signs. This is why we should do it. It's fantastic. When you look at it and you say, hold on a second, why haven't you highlighted these negative sides? The answer tends to be, because if I did, the board wouldn't approve it. Now, isn't that the point? That is the whole point behind the independent risk management review, to highlight these issues.
Right. Okay. Okay. So, what would your advice be for companies to mitigate risk? So, is there a process? You know, someone, you know, is that, let's talk about SMEs. Maybe the bigger corporations would have someone in-house to do risk management. What about the smaller corporations?
The smaller corporations have a slightly bigger hurdle to overcome. And the hurdle is the owner. What tends to happen with these organizations, if you remember what I said, the CEO is the ultimate risk manager. And when you talk about the risk management process with SMEs, they tend to turn around and say, but I do all of those things anyway, so why do I need a risk manager? Actually, to a large extent, they may do it, but it's not documented anywhere. And if something happens to the owner, the whole organization comes to a complete halt, because no one knows how he made his decision, what he took into account, what he didn't take into account. And in risk management, if you say that something may not be a very good investment, however, if you want to go into it, this is what you need to do, and here are the warning signals, and if any of these warning signals take place, here are the actions you need to undertake immediately. That strand of strategy is missing with the SMEs, because they don't have anyone who looks at that. Now, I know it's an issue with them in terms of resources, in terms of where they can spend it, but it's also, it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. It just needs, it's a case of sitting back and strategizing for it, how they want to do it. They can outsource part of it. They can put in place a structure that allows this to happen. But whatever it is, I believe that they need to sit down and look at it in more detail, especially now at this point in time. What you tend to find is that SMEs which are growing and about to be listed have it, but even some listed SMEs, surprisingly, do not have any risk management. And it's very hard for them to grow, because if you're seeking international financing or you're an international investor, investors tend to place a premium in organizations which have good governance and good risk management. So if you lack the governance and the risk management, it doesn't mean you can't get the investors in or the international financing, but what you're going to pay is going to be a premium rather than they paying a premium to buy in. You're going to pay a premium to actually bring them in, which is the wrong way around. So yes, I believe that the way that the SMEs in this country can go forward is to consider strategy and risk management, because at the end of the day, strategy and risk management are intricately linked. It's just that people don't realize it. Risk management is an investment. It's not a cost.
Right, okay. And you're listening to BFM 89.9, and we're speaking to Ramesh Pillay, the chairman of Friday Concepts Asia. Is there a timing when, you know, you mentioned earlier that they should start preparing for the year and all that? Is there a sort of a time frame when they need to prepare in advance in terms of risk management?
Generally speaking, risk management happens 24/7. It happens all the time. It's a very dynamic process. But if you're looking at a structured process, then what you would do is when you're doing your strategic plan for the year and you're actually compiling your budgets, you would look at your risk management initiatives at that point in time. So let's say you're doing the budgets for 2009 and you start in September 2008. That is when you would start your formal re-review of the risks within your organization to make sure that everything is in place, and to look at your strategies moving forward. Because if your vision and mission and your objectives change, your risk management approach may also change, and your risk management strategy may also change. So it follows your strategic plan to a large extent. But let's say you haven't done that, it's not too late to do it now. It's never too late to start doing risk management.
So the general trend would be the third quarter of the year before in preparation for next year.
Correct.
Okay. So what are the risk management strategies companies should consider now, moving forward? You mentioned it earlier, but you know, are there some other factors that you would like to include in?
I think at this point, they should be adopting a 2 to 3 year approach. They have to have a vision of where it is they want to be 2 to 3 years from now, and build up their strategy towards that, and then work out their risk management or enterprise risk management approach to ensure that they manage all aspects of their risks in terms of strategy, in terms of their human capital requirements, in terms of their financing requirements, in terms of the regulatory requirements. Bring all of these things together right now itself. Don't take a short-term approach in this. I know people are saying it's very difficult, whatnot, but you have to be. This is where the CEO and the board need to play a very critical role, and with the SMEs, it's a perfect time for them to grow. SMEs tend to be quite risk-averse to a certain extent, and they tend to sit on cash. If they have this cash, and given that prices have fallen, it's a good time for them to sit down and consider whether they want to expand overseas, whether they want to acquire other companies or not, but they have to consider the risks very carefully as well. So really, the bottom line is relook at strategy, strategic risks at this point in time, and your cash flow. If you watch your strategy and your cash flow at this point in time, that is the best advice you can have.
Right. So one last question. Any last advice for companies in 2009? Big and small.
Big and small. The best thing I can say is be smart, be aggressive, and be lucky.
BFM 89.9, the business station.